This is Vision Destiny 2022, and this is session 28, which I'm sharing my journals from 2021. 17th of August. Son, even though you've learned so much from being in the light, there is so much more, so do not get complacent or content with what you know. And it's always a temptation to rest in a wrong way and not pursue deeper revelation, truth, intimacy, relationship, just because you've received so much already. And this was a warning not to do that. There's no end to the increase of knowledge possible when you abide within us, but wisdom and understanding must accompany that knowledge, and that only comes with experience, which means outworking that in practice. Son, maturity grows within you in relationship with us, where you know more of who we are and more of who you are in union and oneness of heart, mind, and purpose. The light began to form another matrix around me, conforming me to the truth contained in that living light, but it seemed to also attach itself to the light of my being. So there was a connection made, which has been different from previous experiences. I became more aware of the essence of light that was multicolored, oscillating with the frequency of truth, almost as if it was singing a song. And this, again, was different. And I began to feel and sense and hear in a different way, more of a multifaceted way than just one dimensionally a song. The harmony and melody of that light became clearer the longer I focused on it, and it felt like it was a sequence of encoded truth. In other words, as I engaged it, it began to open up my awareness. Even though I don't know exactly what it was, I was aware of it. It was as if each note was a gemstone that was luminescent in time, or rhythmically illuminated in time with the song. So this was sound and light connected to the fabric of gems and other things. So I embraced it, rejoicing in the beauty of the sound and the vision of that light, as I became fused and one with it, to be no longer separate but one. And again, this was something which was going deeper onto experiences I'd previously experienced, and then this one was just at a higher level. I could feel that song within the fabric of my being. My light matrix was aligned and in harmony, and I felt the joy of oneness at a new level of being. This state of being brought a new sense of joy that light song, and that's what I want to call it, a light song, because it wasn't just purely musical frequencies. There was light incorporated in it, and it seemed to encapsulate the essence of as it was now the background song of my being. So it became entwined with me. So, and if you follow the light, it will guide you and direct you to accumulate wisdom and understanding, so you will continue to mature in sonship. This is another facet of the light of love and truth that is deeply relational and attuned to your being and identity, so abide in the light and be. So what I'm experiencing there is attuned to me. What you experience will be tuned to you, therefore may appear or sound or feel different, but it will be what you need to engage. As I thought, I felt the light activating in me as I focused on it, and I moved, I felt in step and in sync with the music of the song of my being. So now my being is in tune with the overall being. With every step or thought I took, the light of love and truth formed a sequence that added another layer of complexity to that song, and I felt jubilant, as if bursting with energy. It was like the more it went, the more layers of complexity came. My thoughts went out to the cosmos, particularly the solar system, where I looked and listened for a similar pattern of frequencies. I wanted to engage. It's one of the areas I've been engaging a lot with recently, so I wanted to connect with it out there. They were there, but they were jumbled, disharmonious, as if scrambled by some traumatic event, and now fragmented and operating independently of union and harmony. So I picked up the individual sense of it, but it was nothing coherent. So I so wanted to hear the music of the planets as it was in the beginning. So I asked time, and he introduced me to two other beings, that were so dazzling, majestic, and magnetic in their energy. They were harmony and melody, and they are moving together as one. And as I watched them move, almost like a dance, their movement generated the song that I so desired to hear. What I was observing, feeling, sensing, hearing was beyond light and sound. It was creative joy, awe and wonder, and I was undone by its beauty. As I watched it, it was like I could see all the planets and celestial bodies as they were intended to be in beautiful union and harmony. Inspired and moved by that song, I began to brood, the notes forming my thoughts into coherence until I was energized and alive with creative potential. Now, this is sort of a process I've gone over lots of different times. When creation was sung into existence, the music of the spheres was integrally encoded within as a layer within a layer within a layer. Now, do I understand that? No. Do I have an inkling of where this is coming from? Yes. And that means there's more to pursue, engage, experience. I could feel it within everything I was observing and feeling and thinking, as if I was, and of course the truth is I am, within I am, as I am is within me. So as I was doing it, it was like I was. I became it. I was incorporated with it. It was me, I was it. And that's the reality of my relationship and all of our relationships with God. It's there to discover. Son, you've done well to absorb this lesson so quickly. So now rest and abide and enjoy the song that you can now hear and are one with. And that was a wondrous invitation. 18th of August, I engaged the Earth Shield, where I began to focus my attention on the light matrix that formed the shield. I'm mostly just down there without really taking much notice of the actual formation of the shield, just functioning there. But this time I felt drawn to the light. The light was connected through a matrix of many geometric shapes and patterns, each with a different frequency that represented the many suns and beings that were in union and the intentions of the Father's heart. So each of us has a pattern, a geometric representation. Each shape was a union of beings who were joined in heart and mind, whose light and frequencies were indistinguishable as one within that representation. Each shape was also connected in the light matrix that was energized by the mind of Christ and the Father's heart. I reached out to the realm of light where I abide in the light of the Father's face and moved by the intentions that moved around me in the light. And I was engaged with it and it began to connect to me and move me, motivate me. Son, the matrices of the shield are determined by who is connected to a mandated intention and who, therefore, and therefore, fluid and flexible. So things change within that shield as the shield harmonics begin to engage with the frequencies of the intentions of the Father's heart. I felt the intentions connect me to a different shape within the shield, and as I became attuned to an intention, as if it was a note, and I was a note in a scale that was represented by a specific shape. I felt the shape, which was a three-dimensional octagon, power up and began to oscillate with an intention which pulsated rhythmically and matched what I was sensing in the light of the Father's face and heart. The light matrix focused the energy into a beam that was like fire, and that went into the earth to engage areas of darkness in the form of a pillar or a whirlwind of fiery light. Many of the children of God were drawn out of the darkness into the light by the song that was being formed by our union in that place. I had no knowledge of the specific targets, but I felt them, and I remembered previous feelings associated with those trapped in religious systems, and I believe that's where the fiery light was focused. I became aware that there were other shapes also releasing energy as beams of fiery light with sounds and frequencies into the earth. Son, this is the next phase of the Great Awakening to our love that our children need to be enlightened to their destiny. The light of union and oneness is drawing those who are looking for truth to engage us and discover the truth of who we are within love's light. So there are people who are connecting to this because they're at that point in their lives where they're not accepting the present status quo and they realize there's something more. Those willing to let go of their own agendas are forming unions that can focus our intentions in alignment and collaboration with our heart. Those still with their own agendas will have to abandon themselves before they can join the union of our intentions, represented by the shapes, sounds, and songs that you've seen. Son, whenever you engage with a group, always take the time to engage our heart's intentions so you can become a union and a song of oneness before you act. And that's so important that we're in that level of one mind, heart, and purpose. Each group will form a new song and shape each time you engage it. Surrender to love's agenda. It is the living light from the chamber of creation that connects and binds each together as one, and that has to form creatively. All that takes place seemingly in a moment, but it is in fact a carefully crafted process that has been incubated in the cradle of life, resonated into a voice, been amplified to excite the quantum movements within the chamber of creation. So this has taken place already because that's the Father's intention. And we connect and join with it. What you experience in a moment is the culmination of the union of our desire, thoughts, and intentions within the hearts of our sons. Son, when you are at rest within the light, you are participating in processes, and we allow you to know only what you need to know so we do not overwhelm you. And there is so much that I know I could be overwhelmed if God released too much at one time. As your consciousness continues to expand, you will be able to contain more, and your knowledge, wisdom, and understanding will increase as you mature in sonship. 19th of August. As I bathed in the light of the Father's face, I felt the intentions of his heart for me and that wonderful loving kindness overwhelm me. Waves of love washed over me, each seemingly more powerful than the last, until the fears or tears of joy rolled down my face. And as each dropped, it burst into a firework display of living light. And it felt like, as I was engaging with these emotions and they were moving me, the reaction of my being to it exploded with living light. The light contained my pure emotions of joy, gratitude, thanksgiving, and they filled the atmosphere around me with a beautiful fragrance that was tangible. That perfume coated my being with pure love, and I was luminescent with multicolored light, and my song filled the air with sweet music. That's what was going on in that moment around me. The atmosphere was almost romantic. Such was the poignancy of that moment of blissful innocence, as if I was as pure as a new snowflake. The sound and light and emotions clothed me in a beautiful sensation of peace and the total rest being. I just was. And it was so beautiful, and it was just an amazing experience. Green lights formed around me like a mist of energy that was pure peace that swirled and moved rhythmically as if being conducted. Now, I'd experienced green lights a number of times in group ascensions, and they were connected to peace, and this time they were surrounding me. The living essence of creation was touching my heart, drawing my deepest emotions, reconnecting me to the memory of what it was like in the beginning. I rejoiced as I felt the joy that was the essence of the Father's heart, and I knew that it would be like that once again in the restoration of all things, which is just wonderful. Son, you can be at rest and be moved in the state of being that you are in this moment. Abide in the light of truth you have experienced today. Whenever you have experiences, make sure you abide and dwell in them until they completely absorbed into your being. Otherwise, it's just an encounter or an experience that is a one-off and you don't really benefit that much from it. It must become an abiding place that we dwell and live in. I would never want to leave that state, as I was transformed and my consciousness expanded and forever changed. 6th of September. Son, it is time to refocus your time and energy. Prepare for a new season of your journey and your personal life. It is time to let go of the past, to embrace the future, where you can fully focus on your identity and position as a son of God, seated in the heavens as a multidimensional being of pure light. We call you to focus on the cosmic and dimensional aspects of your destiny by slowly withdrawing from your earthly commitments until you're eventually free to be at rest, free from earthly distractions. Now, this is going to be a process, but I believe this process has started and it will be at work probably over the next couple of years. Your roles in the councils of heaven must begin to take priority over other activities, as we are about to reveal new revelation that will enable you to legislate restoration more effectively. When the next book is released, and I've just finished writing that book, it's now going through the editing process, there will be new opportunities to expose the great deception, but be very careful you're not drawn into earthly debates and controversy. Legislate for the book to fulfill its purpose, but do not get involved in trying to promote it and avoid worldly fame and notoriety at all costs. So I'm not going to try and get involved, because it is quite controversial and there are a number of things in it which may stir people or challenge people. And of course, I just want to bless people, but I know it will, as it is in me, bring about change and transformation if we embrace it. Son, rest in the realm of light, and we will continue to transform you into the maturity you will need to fulfill your missions. Sending into the true reality of who you are, who you really are as a son, will require great enlightenment and expansion of your consciousness's abilities to embrace. So embrace and do not resist. There's so much more for us to experience and engage. There will need to be an extreme shaking of your belief systems for you to be further deconstructed and expanded into the realization of the fullness of the capacity of the sons of God. Now, that statement in itself blows my mind, because I know the deconstruction I've already gone through, and it's like, well, what else can there be? But just like every other part of the process, I didn't realize until I engaged it, and the cognitive dissonance produced changed me. So I expect that there will be further revelation. The union of the spheres is vital for the next seasons in the process of restoration that is going to take place as the awakening of all things starts to gain momentum, and there's more to come. Okay, so the Father basically said ascending into the true reality will require this expansion of consciousness. Now, I believe abilities are being awakened in us, abilities with light and sound and thought and creating, choosing reality, engaging in time and with time, that are need to be embraced. It can be quite difficult. There will need to be those shakings that will bring us out of the place we're in right now. And when that starts to take place, there will be momentum, there will be a shift. Those shifts will bring enlightenment. The enlightened sons will begin to see the signs that others will miss, and many will become disillusioned with religion, realizing that it's failing. And I believe as the frequency of sonship begins to bring, as the light and that fiery light comes into the earth, then people will start to realize that what they've put their trust in has no substance and is failing and falling away within the shaking. An awakening to love and a shift in global consciousness is taking place under the cover of the exposing of religion and politics that is taking place on the earth. And I believe God is behind people's dissatisfaction with religion and politics as systems that they've put their trust in. The real preparations and changes are being made in the heavenly realms, and that is what is awakening our children from their deception. So no matter what's happening at an earthly level within those religious and political systems, what's going on in heaven is what is really important in that happening on the earth. The real preparations and changes are being made in the heavenly realms, and that's what's awakening our children from their deception. And this, I think, is so important, that we realize that there is a plan and a strategy that's happening in heaven that's being outworked on earth, and we need to look for the signs and come into cooperation with those things so that we're not in opposition to them, or we don't take them the wrong way and buy into the sort of misinformation that's usually around shaking that takes place. The cosmic union that is creating the shields around the three dimensions will continue to be strengthened, and they will strengthen, and the restoration of those in opposition will be facilitated as a result. In other words, when you start to see something take place, and it challenges things to oppose it or attack it, you then see who those things are, and then you can begin to engage them. Son, your personal grief process is coming to an end, so you can embrace the future and move on towards the goal that your destiny is drawing you towards. And this year I've gone through some personal situations, which I'm not going to go public with at the moment because it's not appropriate, but I will eventually. And it's been a very difficult process, and I've had to go through the grief process of denial and eventually come to a point of acceptance. Do not fight to maintain the status quo any longer, and accept and trust that this is okay. And although it's not our desire, we've used your grief and pain to bring about good. Now, things happen that aren't God's desire for us, and they still happen because people don't function in alignment with God's heart and desire, and they may affect you in a negative way. And that is very difficult, and it's very hard, because you think, why? Why is this happening? Why is this taking place? What's going on around this? And you try and challenge it, and you try and stop it, and you try and deal with it. But in reality, if a person does not want to align with God's heart, you can't control and manipulate them or ask God to do so. They have the free will to choose what they're going to do with their lives. And they may be making the wrong choices, but they're their choices. And sometimes other people's choices will bring you grief and sorrow and pain. And so it's been this year with me. It is time to embrace the good and leave the sorrow and grief behind. It is normal to go through the stages of grief and be angry, but now it's time to live love, love living, and above all, live loving. And life is life. Things happen, and it can be incredibly hard, painful, almost to the point where it brings you to a place of disillusionment. But in reality, there's more above that. And actually, in God, God is the one who meets all our needs. God is the one who never changes, who's faithful, who's dependable and reliable. And people aren't necessarily like that all the time. So God was basically saying, look, okay, enough's enough. You can move on. There is a great joy set before you as you leave the past behind and move into this new season with expectancy. Son, I know that we've been with you every step of your journey, and we will never leave or forsake you, as we are faithful. 7th of September. As I basked in the light radiating from the Father, I soaked it all in until I was in a state of complete rest. And then as the light matrix of intentions formed around me, I began to be moved. First, my emotions were filled with desire and compassion. Then my thoughts were making me aware and focused on one thing only. My whole being became in union with the Father's intentions, and in that oneness, I directed all my energy towards the solar system and its union. I was joined in the light of the Earth shield, aware of the guardians and elementals of the union of planets, directing my attention to Jupiter. Jupiter is the fifth planet from the sun and the largest in the solar system. It is a gas giant with a mass more than 2.5 times that of all the other planets in the solar system combined. So it's huge. I surrounded that huge planet with my spirit, because there's no boundary to your spiritual dimension. And my consciousness went deep into the core, seeking out the planet's identity, but that seemed to be lost, buried under layers of darkness and confusion. I became aware that my probing was being resisted by the fallen being named after Zeus or Jupiter that was controlling the planet. Zeus is the Greek name, Jupiter the Roman name. I pushed harder, but the resistance was stronger, so I reached out to the guardians and elementals and formed a connection. And as I did, I knew that the worship given to Zeus as the head of the gods was a powerful force. The union of oneness that I was in gave me insight that caused me to stop, and I became very still until I was able to see the way ahead more clearly. Sometimes when you're engaged in these things, you just need to take a pause. You just need to wait, and you just need to engage, so that in that engagement, you can then begin to go forward. Don't rush. Don't think you have to do something if you don't know what to do. The strategy was simple. Bring all the planets that had already been reached together and engage them to waken Jupiter from its enforced stupor. The Earth's shield powered up, energized by the union within the guardian planets, and that field of light was extended around Jupiter, disconnecting it from the darkness. In the light, we engaged the light at the core, and I felt a stirring of consciousness as we gently soaked that presence within with the light of truth and love. The sleeping giant awoke, and I sensed its memory was returning, and at that moment, all the moons reconnected and were now one in union of their own. I felt a sense of relief and rejoicing as they were all reconnected with the guardians and elementals that restored their purpose. Jupiter, the so-called gas giant, was designed to be the energy and force of harmony within the solar system, where its great mass brought a gravitational balance. We then turned our attention to the being that we had disconnected and began to engage with love, releasing harmony, calling forth its identity and purpose. We released forgiveness for all the control and domination that it exerted and reminded it that it could be restored to bring harmony and balance once again. There was a great resistance, and I sensed it really liked the position of dominance, so we continued to release the light of love, and that was filled with humility, because sometimes you need to come in the opposite spirit all the time in reality. We released the truth that true authority is to serve, not dominate and control, and surrounded it with love and light, but it felt like this would need a great deal of patience and perseverance to restore it. The planets themselves are much easier to reach in union with the guardians and elementals than the fallen beings that have been corrupted by their worship as gods. Son, you've discerned well that it will take many in union to restore those who've been the object of such adulation, but with patience and the right strategy, it can be accomplished. When the outer planets, those furthest from the control of the sun, are fully restored, you will begin to be able to focus on those closest and under the influence of darkness. Well, it's darkness, but it's the sun. And this whole process has been one that I've been following through for quite a while now, engaged with Pluto and the planets beyond Pluto, Neptune, Uranus, Saturn, and now Jupiter. And there are other planets which have not yet engaged. I'm sure others have, Mars, Venus, Mercury. But this is a process. And this whole solar system was designed and created by the Father to bring about a balance of harmony that the Earth needs for its full and complete functioning. And we need to see that restored. So a lot of what's going on the Earth right now in terms of climate and global issues around that are connected to the solar system, to the sun and to the planets. And if we're going to see a restoration back to God's original purpose, then it's so important that the union becomes restored. And union in general has been the heart of what God has been engaging me with really over the last month or so. And it's God's desire. He is union. He is oneness. The beings, the order of angels, union, are very active in this process. They're engaging with this process to bring about union on the earth amongst groups of people within the earth shield, that we would come together with one heart, mind and purpose. And that union is God's desire. That union is an expression of the very nature and essence of God himself. And there can be no division and separation in the restoration of all things. It has to become one. One with him, one with each other, one. And that is, creation itself needs to be framed in that sense of union. The original harmony, the beautiful sound and song of creation, the music of the spheres that originally was. Once you've heard it and you've felt the beauty of it, you just want that to be restored. You want it to come back into that beautiful, harmonious position, that creation itself can be set free from its bondage to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. And what I experienced in the Earth Shield was that we are each a geometric shape, a song, a frequency, a note, if you like, part of this whole song. And when we come together in oneness and unity and union of heart as groups, we form a sound which is represented by a sacred geometric shape that has within it encoded the purposes of God for our gatherings. So So it's important that we embrace it and engage it in that way. So let's just finish again with a little activation. Let's encourage you just to close your eyes as we look to engage deeper in that place of union. Just slow down your thinking, slow down your breathing. Just begin to engage with the oneness that is God, Father, Son, and Spirit, Yod Heh Vav Heh. And breathe in slowly and breathe out that sense of the very essence of God, the very essence of the union that's within him. Just feel the frequency of that oneness, the frequency of that union of Father, Son, and Spirit. Just let that sense of oneness of God is union and relationship and oneness. He is love, joy, peace. He is truth, limitless grace, triumphant mercy. Now invite that union to come into you, love, joy, and peace to flow into you like rivers of living water in your innermost being. Now rest in that place. It's such a safe place of intimacy and oneness. And in that safe place, open up your heart, open up your mind to a deeper sense of union, a deeper frequency of union. Come into harmonious agreement with the union of heart, mind, and purpose with the Father's height. Engage in the light of his presence and let that matrix of light, his intentions for oneness and union, surround you, engage you, and draw you deeper and deeper into that place of oneness with him.